This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado State University will launch an investigation into how their athletic department handled COVID-19 safety protocols after a report in the Coloradan that players were told not to reveal symptoms. According to the newspaper, Colorado State football players and members of the athletic staff say coaches told them not to report COVID-19 symptoms and threatened players with reduced playing time should they quarantine. The popular Incline Trail in Manitou will reopen to hardy hikers tomorrow morning, but as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, new restrictions are in place.
The trail, which is basically just a giant mile-long staircase up a mountain outside of Colorado Springs, was closed early in the pandemic over concerns that climbers wouldn't be able to socially distance. Under the new rules, users will have to reserve a time slot online and then show proof of that reservation to an attendant stationed at the trailhead. To start with, there will be 35 slots available per half hour, all day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hikers will need to wear a mask if they get within 6 feet of other trail users. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Fees are waived today on federal public lands in Colorado to mark yesterday's signing of the Great American Outdoors Act. On top of that, Interior Secretary David Bernhard also issued a declaration that designates August 4th as Great American Outdoors Day, which will be added to the list of annual free days to commemorate the signing of the act. And we'll continue with all things considered this hour. Coming up, the Trump administration's coronavirus response has effectively cut off asylum at the southwest border. And now the administration is aiming to make limits on asylum permanent. Then India's prime minister laid the cornerstone of a Hindu temple that is being built on the ruins of a mosque destroyed by Hindu extremists, a gesture painful to Muslims, hundreds of whom died there. Those stories are next, and in 10 minutes, protesters in Pueblo are gathering every weekend at a statue of Christopher Columbus. It's a place that appealed to Italian immigrants at the turn of the 20th century, but the region's history calls into question that legacy.
And we belong here not in the same way that the Italians claim it, but we belong here because it's literally our blood that has been on the soil and spilt this on the soil.
That story is coming up at 5:44 here on CPR News. It is 75 degrees with rain in Colorado Springs.